why have we seen such a poor effort in water management, as this report would suggest, given Australia's constant battles with drought?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of an endemic problem, Sean, that we've seen in the past, and it's you know, I mean, you could be glib and say it's to do with short memory, and governments have typically responded to drought with a lot of activity, often in a rush, and then when it rains and dam levels go back up, it gets forgotten about, and a lot of these things get dismantled. So this audit report is really focused in on that. And even though, I mean, it's a New South Wales audit report, but I would say that all mainland states and territories have pretty much the same thing has been demonstrated. And even at the Commonwealth level, after the drought, for example, the Commonwealth abolished the National Water Commission. So we've sort of seen this as a pattern. We often call it the hydrological cycle.
A lack of planning and policy. What are some of the key areas that seem to have gone wanting?
Yeah, well, the first is just the lack of continued analysis of what conservation options should be implemented during, shall we say, peacetime, during times of plenty, because water conservation, improving the water efficiency, the way people use water in their showers, their washing machines, their taps, their urinals, their cooling towers in industry and so on, improving the efficiency of that is the cheapest, largest and quickest way to supply new water for growing populations or for other uses. So when we take our eye off the ball after the drought, we forego the opportunity to put in place options which in many cases are cheaper than producing water in some places, so cheaper than supplying water. So the fact that we don't have analysis to say what are the options, how should we put them in place, how much should we invest, and then of course we don't have the investment either, means that we're ill prepared, we're not ready for the next drought. And of course with climate change, we know the one thing we do know is that droughts will get more frequent, more severe in the future.
Those investments, where does the investment need to come from?
Well, it can. I mean, ultimately, it comes from consumers in one form or another. I mean, sometimes it comes from government, and the audit report, I think, hits the nail on the head by saying that the Climate Change Fund is an appropriate source. Now, the Climate Change Fund actually comes from energy use, which contributes to worsening climate change because of greenhouse gas emissions. So that's suitable, coming from government. Some of it should come also from water consumers. I mean, don't forget that supply options, the cost of those come from water consumers. And given that water conservation, water efficiency options are cheaper, then it would actually reduce the burden on water consumers to invest in water efficiency instead of investing in new supply. So ultimately, it'll be a cheaper option in the long run.
Now, we know the issue of water conservation is amplified in regional New South Wales. You know, the drought affects households and water supplies quite severely. But is there still a lack of pressure from the groups, the people that are meant to represent regional Australia's interests in government?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, when we look at some regional towns, as we saw during this most recent drought, not the millennium drought before that, the most recent drought, they came close to, and some did, actually run out of water. So they were trucking in water, which is a huge cost penalty. Many communities had to live with far lower quality water because they were scraping the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. And that doesn't necessarily need to happen. If we have good planning and management in advance, and particularly if we put in place water conservation options, because, you know, let's not forget that, I mean, Sydney Water led Australia and led in some, you know, to some extent, led internationally in its efforts during the millennium drought before that was all sort of dismantled. So it's really important that we also apply this to regional New South Wales and regional centres as well.
I guess if we compare it to here in Sydney, is the attitude of Sydney-siders perhaps a little bit overly relaxed when it comes to water conservation?
Well, it has the danger of becoming so because we've taken our foot off the pedal. During the millennium drought, when as I say, New South Wales was quite a leader, there was an incredibly high awareness and, I should say, incredibly high support for the measures that were being implemented, both in terms of water efficiency but also in terms of water restrictions. So very strong community support and a very high awareness. And a lot of those savings became locked in. They got locked in because equipment became more efficient and so on, but also there was a residual awareness by the community. But the danger is if we, because we've taken our foot off the pedal, we lose some of that awareness, so that during this last drought, for example, it was much harder to rev that back up again.
Any other initiatives we should be seeing in terms of combating this one going into the future?
Absolutely. I've talked a lot, and indeed the report talks a lot about water efficiency, water conservation. Part of that is about maximising the opportunities that exist from water recycling and stormwater harvesting. There's a huge resource that is just going to waste down our sewers and down our drains. And if we were to, and what we saw is a drop-off of investment in new opportunities. Again, New South Wales and Sydney Water were real leaders in this field. And that's a huge opportunity for us to maximise the use of the water that we have. It reduces overall net water consumption, but it also means that we can be a leader in the technology development and the systems and the legislation and regulations, which we have been and we could be again. So I think it's really important from an industrial, from an industry and economic development point of view that we continue to, we reinvest in those things.
Important for all of us. Stuart, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thanks very much, Sean.